This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad to have you with us. Hour two is underway, and if you've been dialing 888-342-1010, we are excited and grateful, and thank you to every single one of you who have. I've got a list of some people to thank. There have been some people that have been very generous in recent history here with CSI. In fact, just got word that just within the last couple of days, there were two people that had been hearing about what we were doing here and decided to give $1,000 gifts each, two of them. That's eight lives in those two gifts alone of people who will never have to go back to what they have known in terms of torture and rape. And I mean, I'm sorry, we are past the primetime hour, so I'm going to go ahead and say it, but like female genital mutilation it's one of the things that these women have had to deal with, forced upon them, that they would not have chosen for themselves. And those are eight women that never have to go back and never have to worry about those realities ever again, because two people stepped up and said, we're going to take care of four persons each. That is so amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you that are calling and forgiving and are giving tonight. We are so grateful. It is one of my favorite times of year. We get to say, hey, let's do as much good as we can. We are hoping that by Christmas this year, we give the gift of freedom to everybody that was on that list. 192 names. You may remember I started talking about it all the way in February, but through the year, people have continued to hear about it and get involved, and now we have 24 that are on the waiting list that have not yet been spoken for, but could be tonight. And for those of you that have been calling, you're helping achieve that right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. It is the second hour. We would normally be talking to a woman in this hour. We do the Ladies Lounge, where we feature prominent women's voices across a variety of different issues in life. But tonight, the ladies that we're going to honor are the ones that are enslaved and the ones that we have the ability to free. And to discuss those with us, Rob Davis has rejoined us. And Rob, I know that you didn't grow up thinking someday you were going to be running a slave reformation ministry or setting people free from slavery. In fact, I'm pretty sure when you were growing up, you thought slavery was dealt with back in the 1800s. A lot of people don't know. There are more people enslaved on planet Earth right now than have ever been in human history. And there are not that many organizations doing anything about it. But the one you're with, Christian Solidarity International, is. And before you introduce us to another woman that has been very much helped, I have a picture of her here, right here on the screen with us. Before we get to know her, tell us a little bit about why CSI does what it does.
Well, CSI is all about dealing with persecution issues wherever they happen in the world, and being a voice for the voiceless, and doing what we can, being the hand and feet of Jesus. There is more persecution than we could ever imagine in the world. And I know, here in the U.S., and not to by any means get political at the moment, but, you know, we can't read our Bibles in public or can't pray in school, and we think it's the end of the world. As important as those things are, there are people whose throats are being slit because they love Jesus.
Right.
There are people who have been enslaved for 30, 40 years because they love Jesus. There are people who are being driven out of their villages and, their huts are being burned down in Nigeria because they profess the name of Jesus. So CSI is primarily about addressing those concerns in the political realm as well. We, recently our international president, Dr. John Eibner, who's been on your program many times, has written to the U.S. government, to the U.N. I know recently, if any of you have been following the news, you know, Nigeria has been taken off the list of places that supposedly there is no religious persecution there. I don't know how that works with the hundreds and hundreds of Nigerian Christians that are being slaughtered there at the moment. It's politically expedient for the U.S. not to address that issue at the moment. But the reality is there are hundreds of Nigerians being slaughtered simply because they love Jesus. But CSI is all about addressing those issues, primarily in Muslim countries, because that's where most of the persecution is taking place. But, you know, our what people know us for primarily here in the U.S. Is for our addressing of the human slavery issue in Sudan.
Well, and I am so grateful for that, because when people do say, and slavery is on people's hearts more than it ever has been in my lifetime, I hear more people discuss it, but they don't. They think of one type of slavery. They think of sex trafficking, which is terrible in and of itself. And by the way, chattel slavery has a component of sex trafficking. I mean, these women are brutally raped. They have their genitals mutilated by their slave masters, or even worse, they're told they have to go do it themselves, and they're given unhygienic means to do so. But the chattel slavery is way beyond that, because there's physical abuse involved. There are beatings. There are verbal abusive techniques that are used by the slave masters, and many times the slave masters' wives, because there's a jealousy factor that goes into why does he sleep with her and not me, and those types of things. And these are things that none of these young women ever asked for or wanted. They just woke up one day, and because they were Christian kids in southern Sudan, they got taken by the marauders that came and marched them north. And if they survive that trip, the life they are ushered into there is just awful. And I think that's a good setup, Rob, for us to get to know a little bit of who Talk is, and a little bit about her story.
Yeah, and let me start with the end in mind. Look at that beautiful smile on Atok's face. The things that we'll talk about in just a second here are unthinkable. I think if you, Kevin and I were just talking in the break, you know, if you and I experienced these things, we'd cry uncle, you know, crawl into a fetal position somewhere in a corner, and it'd be all over. But the joy of the Lord is on this woman's face, and she is so grateful for the new hope given to her because of what God has allowed CSI and your listeners to participate in, Kevin. We don't take for granted any gift of any size, any of your listeners. If you can't do anything tonight, friends, pray. You can do that, right? We just ask you, please pray. There's still 35,000 slaves who are enslaved. That's a little redundant, but anyway, you get the picture. We're going to address that. We're going to continue to move and work until everyone that we can potentially impact is impacted. So pray, if nothing else, that God would continue to move and provide the resources. If you can give, then God bless you. We'd love that as well. But yeah, Atok is a young lady who was with her mother and father and sisters and brothers. They were farmers. And her village, unannounced, was just attacked by Arabs one day. Her mother was in the forest collecting fruit. She ran to hide, but they captured her. And then they came for the children and the husband. Many people from her village were captured. And they were walked, as we mentioned in the first hour, they were walked potentially hundreds of miles from their homes up into slavery in North Sudan. Everyone was quiet and afraid because they didn't know what was going to happen. They had heard stories of what had happened to other people whose villages were attacked, but they didn't know what to expect. They were given no food to eat. Occasionally, they were given some leftovers from the Arab masters who were capturing them.
Pick up on the rest of that story on the other side of this break. But friends, let's just say that Atok has not had a very comfortable life in any respect, and you're already getting a sense of that and what Rob has just given you in terms of her background. I want to say thank you on our way to break too, by the way, for Shirley from Spotsylvania, Virginia. A $25 gift. That's going to turn into 50 tonight because of the matching challenge. And then Gary from San Diego, who said, I want to do 1,000. So friends, you're making a difference. It doesn't matter the amount. What matters is that you see how it changes lives, and then you get involved on whatever level you're able to. 888-342-1010 is that number, 888-342-1010. Coming right back, Radio Night Live, very special edition. Stay here.
Campos Duffy and Sean Duffy celebrate the season with some of your favorite Fox News personalities as they share their personal stories, treasured memories, and family traditions. Buy your copy of All American Christmas today.
Only at foxnewsbooks.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yet to come tonight, also in the music spotlight, Keith and Kristen Getty, their Christmas selection for the evening. We're going to get into that in the very end of the show. But friends, between now and then, we've got some work to do. There are 24 lives that are in jeopardy because they have not yet been taken off the list and been liberated with our Slave Liberation Project of 2021 with Christian Solidarity International and Kevin McCullough. So that's what we're in the midst of. 888-342-1010 is the number. There is a matching challenge tonight. If we can liberate 12 at minimum slaves, those are going to be matched by none other than my staff members. I'm so humbled and blown away at their heart in this. It's a great example. And by the way, the dads that are here, they're all godly men showing their kids how to do it right too. I mean, that's part of the joy of doing this. My kids have learned a lot about human slavery since we've been working with CSI, and it's just something I don't think you can have too much awareness being raised about it. But before the break, Rob Davis from CSI, the U.S. office, was telling us about a young woman by the name of Atok. A beautiful, if you see the picture, beautiful smile, beautiful face. You would never know just seeing her on an average day that she had experience the stuff that you were telling us about, Rob, but we had to interrupt you. Her journey north had not started off on a very good foot.
No, she, you know, Arabs, as in many cases here, come to their village. Her parents were out in the woods gathering fruit and things like that. They were captured. Then the Arabs came back and took the children and the rest of the village. They marched them, as we were saying just a minute ago, hundreds of miles north to North Sudan, where they were going to ultimately be kept as slaves. And as they were marching, they were quiet because they really didn't know what awaited them. They had heard stories of brutal attacks and people killed. They didn't know what to expect for themselves. So they began to walk, and they kept quiet. They weren't fed. Occasionally, the Arab masters would give them some of the leftovers from their meals. But they were malnourished on their road. Atok saw two men who were resisting being captured, and they were shot and killed in front of them. So imagine being a young girl, probably under 10, and all of a sudden two men are just shot because they don't want to be taken. A normal reaction to anything like this, I would think. So everybody was afraid. At this point, you know, a lot of the brutality was witnessed by these kids, and obviously sticks with them till today, I'm sure. Everybody's hands and feet were tied, their hands were tied so that they couldn't use their hands as they moved, obviously not their feet, or they couldn't have walked either. But they were bound. They were bound and taken up north. On the way up, Atok, under 10, think about this, was raped three times on the walk up north. And if she refused, she knew they would kill her too, because she had seen these two men who didn't do what the Arab masters wanted them to do, so they were slaughtered. When they got north, the Arab master already had three wives and children, and she was going to serve the family. She was repeatedly raped during her years up in North Sudan, and as you mentioned before, she was forced to endure female genital mutilation, something that is just unthinkable. But after decades in that area, she heard of a slave liberator who had been sent by CSI. Originally, her thoughts were that this was too good to be true, and she didn't believe it. But ultimately, she was one of our success stories. And again, as we started, look at the smile on that face. Yeah. Look at the joy in her eyes. And when you think about the numerous times she's been raped, the murder that she's witnessed, the female genital mutilation, how there's a smile on that face can only be described by Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and Jesus was part of the crime that she was guilty of. The fact that many of these women just love him as opposed to following Islamic law is what has caused them to be so offensive and had to be taken into slavery. This is one of the reasons their villages were raided specifically during that time. Friends, the phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And the reason that I'm giving you that is very simple. If you're just joining us, if you just turned on the radio, just turned on the television, just joined the stream, we are every year hopeful to do something good with our fourth quarter here at Radio Night Live. We've always offered it up to do something that helps the world around us. But a few years ago, I found the cause that I could not help anymore, and that was CSI and this Slave Liberation Project. So for $250, you give this slave everything that they need to start a brand new life. And when I say everything, it's literally from a form of housing, which they would never expect a home the way we think of it, but a series of tarps that create tents that are able to protect them from the elements, blankets, sometimes clothing, sometimes food, sometimes things that they need specifically, like fishing or cooking or gardening utensils, things like a feed's worth of grain that will allow them to have enough food to eat for an entire year. Now, if you just gave $250 to feed the slave for the first year in freedom, it would probably cost you as much or more of that just for that. But for $250, you're giving them that year's worth of food plus all of this, and seeds and grain plants for the following year so that they can plant and in advance be growing the food that they will need. And the best thing of all, and this is my favorite, I love to see the pictures of them. When the slaves, former slaves, are given their little she-goats. And these little guys are just as cute as you can imagine. And when they are given them, they don't believe that they're for them, number one. So they can't believe that you're giving me this. That little she-goat is going to provide them food. It's going to provide them ongoing sources of milk and dairy, things that they may need. It's going to give them a chance to have a certain degree of micro commerce for their lives. They can build little businesses with what they can grow and sustain, and sometimes even breed a few more goats and be able to do those types of things. All of this leads into a brand new life where they had nothing. They served others only at the harsh commands of their masters. Now they have their own lives. It is as though they have been given the gift of something brand new that they never even could have imagined. And when they get home, as we talked about in the first hour, the party that is thrown in their honor, especially if they get back to the village where they were from or if they have family or community that still remember them, it is an amazing thing. And friend, you make all of that possible when you give your gift tonight. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. We're going to get to know one other person before we leave, not just to talk tonight, and you heard us in hour one, but we've got one more person we want to introduce to you, another story of success in liberation from CSI. So stick around. It's Radio Night Live.
Coming to a city near you. Getty Music presents
Tonight, gentlemen, let nothing you display.
Sing an Irish
Joy
Christmas.
To the world, the Lord is come. Let her receive.
Featuring Keith and Kristen Getty and friends. Build lifelong memories. Singing carols and hymns, old and new. In a vibrant celebration of the season. Tickets available now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is finally taking action regarding all the smash-and-grab robberies taking place in his state. Newsom announcing a $300 million plan that would be implemented over the next 3 years to fight retail theft. San Jose Assistant Police Chief Paul Joseph tells Fox News, money isn't the only answer to the problem.
If we're only treating the symptoms and not the cause, I'm not sure that we're going to get the results that the governor is hoping for. If people are arrested and then immediately released back on the streets through zero bail, or if they're ultimately not held accountable by the system once they are arrested, then there's really not much of an incentive for them to change their behavior.
AAA is predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's Eve period. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Friends, if you've been calling 888-342-1010, I want to say a huge thank you. I want to say thank you to Harry from San Antonio, probably listening to KWRD. No, that's KSLR. KSLR in San Antonio. And thank you for your gift of $50. I want to say thank you to Jacqueline from Sioux City, Arizona, an entire slave, $250 that Jacqueline took care of. And Kathy from Portland, Oregon, saying, I can do about $100. Is that okay? Kathy, that is more than okay, because tonight we're gonna multiply that, and we're going to get a slave freed in part because of your gift tonight. And then I have to say another thank you. Donna Jennings from Albuquerque, New Mexico, said, hey, I'm in for four. So, again, we've had two or three of these in just recent days and times that have said, hey, I want to do more than just one. My own staff said that this year, which I really appreciated and am humbled by. Again, if you have not given a gift, you've heard the story of the transformation. You want to be part of that story. 888-342-1010 is the number. If you want to give online through your handheld device or your laptop, whatever, CSI-USA.org. Click on my picture. It's about midway down on the homepage there. That'll take you right to the page where you can give your gift online at the CSI homepage. And just thank you to everyone who's been giving, who's opening their heart and saying, I want to know a little bit what it's like to help someone in this type of circumstance. Friends, you're doing it. You're making it happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Rob Davis is back with us from CSI USA headquarters. Rob runs everything that the American operations kind of entail. But, Rob, there's also, you mentioned the international kind of wing of the organization. Dr. John Eibner, who's no stranger to this show, has been on. He's interfacing with people all the time, secretaries of states and heads of states and so forth. But nothing tells the story as good as getting to know the people that CSI actually helps. And I know that a young woman, I think her name is Aluth, is another one that we want to tell them about tonight.
Yeah, and look, again, you know, Kevin, I don't know, you and I keep commenting on it, and how do you avoid it? But look at Aluth, and look at that smile on her face. These pictures are taken just after they've been liberated.
Right.
These are people who have lived in deplorable conditions, having unthinkable things done to them. In many cases, she probably, again, I don't have the exact information, but if her story is like just about every other story, they're probably abducted when they're 4, 5, 6 years old in many cases.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Aluth is 33. So she's been enslaved for just about 30 years in round numbers. And I can't even imagine how I would look or feel after 30 years of being absolutely beaten to a pulp. But look at what the joy of the Lord, you know, emits from her smile, her eyes that sparkle.
Yeah.
You would never look at a picture like that and say, wow, I bet she's had a hard time.
Yeah.
Boy, it just does my heart good every time I see one of these pictures and think about the impact that your listeners are having, that CSI is having, that you're having, obviously, Kevin, and what that does to change a life so dramatically. You know, Aluth, again, much like the stories that we've shared in other circumstances, was with her mother and father. Their life was pretty simple. They farmed, they kept goats, they kept cows, and she stayed home with her mother to help with daily activities in her family. So, you know, so she was young. She was young when this happened. She cooked with her, cleaned house, collected wood, and then one day she left her village to travel to another village to visit her older sister when she was intercepted by Arabs. And she was captured in the middle of the day. She went to the forest to collect some wood at her sister's house, and that's when they took her.
Mm.
They pushed her to walk with them, along with many other girls that were forced to walk to northern regions in Sudan. And she followed very quietly. Imagine being a child that young and how terrified she must have been. She said she witnessed 4 Dinka men, who were her tribe,
right,
fighting with the Arabs, and they tried to escape. They were all killed right in front of her.
Sure.
The Arabs shot them dead with guns, she said, and they continued to walk with the Arabs. You know, nothing to see here, little girl. You know, let's just keep moving. And they were taken through forests. They were given occasionally leftovers to eat after the Arabs had eaten their dinners. When she got there, her master had 2 wives already, and she would work for them. She did everything from house cleaning and washing dishes, fetching water. She says she was raped many, many times.
Hmm.
And then she was given to another slave, another master, I'm sorry. She had 3 children by her master, and she was left she left them behind when she left. She had 2 boys and a girl, she said.
Wow.
She had to escape at night once she met our slave liberator, and she says she left her children with her master. But she is praising God. She's been given food to eat. She's been given. She says she's been given fish, and her life has been changed forever.
It's a miracle. It is a miracle. You're helping it happen. 888-342-1010. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, for those of you that have been joining us tonight, thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for those of you that have gone online to csi-usa.org. We will be letting you know the results of all of this in the near future as best we can. The CSI staff actually is in the office tonight to do the tabulations because they need to be at home at this late of night on a Saturday. But Rob Davis, the chief cook and bottle washer, is up late, and that's the sign of leadership, right? Working the odd hours when nobody else does, that's a sign that you really do have some responsibility there, Rob. But again, thanks for being here. You know, I want to go back to what you were saying about Aluth and a talk, and also Alouette from the first hour. I cannot get over the joy that is just beaming from their faces, and it cannot be a plastic fake type of thing. It's just they've been through too much.
to be able to, and I guess I'm just too smart of a dad. I see what it looks like when kids are fake smiling. You know, they just, and they like put on the fake stuff. That's not where this is coming from. You can see in the eyes that these women are grateful for the new life that they are in the process. When they have these pictures taken, they're in the process of receiving that new life in the midst of kind of a transition that I'm sure, Rob, that they, you think about it, they don't know for sure what's going to be unfolded for them when they get to the CSI recovery camp, and they certainly aren't expecting the bag of hope that kind of, you know, hits them out of the blue. Like, they get that, and it's really a kind of a bad thing to call it a bag of hope, because it is much more than just one big, you know, canvas sack. It is like two or three of them just for the supplies alone, and then you've got the little she-goat and the other things that go with it. So it's just an amazing thing. And I try to tell people about, you know, how if you give this gift, you're gonna do something that you won't do anywhere else, in you know, any place else that you could give gifts to, and for this particular year, this, you know, I love to put CSI on Facebook for Giving Tuesday. First of all, I love Facebook to give me their matching dollars so that we can do more good for CSI in the process. But I can't stop talking about CSI when I'm away from the microphone. When people are asking me, hey, you know, of a good cause, I'm trying to do something that really matters in the world and makes a difference. Well, it may not do it on a calculated scale of saying, like, you know, eliminating, you know, world hunger or something like that. But for the individual slave that is helped every time one is released, Rob, I don't know of anything that does any more for an individual or for an outcome.
Yeah, it really is an amazing transformation. You know, just to remind ourselves, you know, these women that we've talked about tonight, and there are men who find themselves in these situations. There are certainly other countless women. The ones that we've talked about tonight, though, are in their 30s. They have known pretty much nothing other in their natural life than slavery.
Yeah.
And as we've said a number of times tonight, look at the smile on the face that's right next to Kevin. The other two photos that we've had up are similar. And I think after that period of time, living under the conditions that they do, having, you know, genital mutilation, being nearly starved, being beaten, being raped multiple times, what would ever bring you to the point where you could have a smile on your face like that? You know, we think somehow we've got to have a few $100 break job that crushes us, and we walk around with a long face for a day or two.
Right.
These women that we're talking about tonight have been enslaved in round numbers for just about 30 years. And look at the transformation that your giving makes. Look at what you can do. You can buy somebody out of slavery. You can stop that behavior that's been inflicted upon them. And you can buy somebody their life back and begin that transformation. And you see, again, the photos don't lie. Like Kevin said, it's I don't know. That woman right there, Aluth, is just grinning from ear to ear. She is grateful to God. And if she knew your name, she'd be incredibly grateful to you as well. Tonight we can do so much. There's, like I said earlier, there's somebody who can meet the challenge and say, I'll free all 24 of them right now.
Yeah.
I've got $6,000 I can send. And there are others of you, like we've talked about tonight, who have $25 to give. And that'll be matched, and that'll be combined with other gifts. There's some of you who might be able to give a gift to free a slave a month. I don't know what your situation is, but it's hard to hear these stories, to look at these faces, and not do something.
Yeah. Well, and to that point, you know, people are always talking about return on investment, and I think it's just an American way of thinking. It's how we think of almost everything. But when you're talking about what your $250 accomplishes, when you're talking about how it's accomplished, CSI, fully accountable in the way it operates, fully transparent with the use of funds, and what you're giving to tonight goes towards liberating slave. It's not being, you know, used to pad someone's 401k or some executive's, you know, Rob doesn't have a private jet that he's, you know, going to Sudan and back on.
Well, I'm flying coach if I need to go somewhere.
And usually Southwest if it's possible. But the idea here that and CSI operates one of the leanest staffs of any international ministry I've worked with, and I've worked with all of them. I've worked with nearly all of them on the planet, and still do on some level. But they only have two or three people in the American office. They've got workers on the ground all across the countries that Rob talked about earlier, Nigeria, Afghanistan. There's people in the Turkish conflict that they have contact with there. They're working with Dr. Eibner on the international level in interfacing with world leaders. But they are lean. They are able to get stuff done. And friends, what has been really joyful for me the last several Christmas seasons is to watch you join our efforts and to liberate literally 1,000 human beings out of chattel slavery. It blows my mind to think that we could add to that another 200 this year or almost. Would you stand with us? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And whatever we have not finished by the end of tonight, you better believe I'm going to be all over this until Christmas night, because friends, we cannot let these women suffer one more day. And as much as it depends on us, and as much as you have done good with the 168 so far, my heart is most concerned about these remaining 24. So please don't let this opportunity pass you by without responding. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Rob Davis, thank you for your diligence and for your hard work, and come on back again soon. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for always having us. Thanks for being so gracious. And thank you to all your listeners.
All right. Coming right back. Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, here to kick off a little bit of the holiday season, Pete and Kristen Getty and Carol.
Carol of the Bells.
Kristen Getty, Carol of the Bells, and they are in national tour now. Go to GettyMusic.com, see the dates and the stops. They are coming to New York City on December the 16th, and yours truly will be in attendance at Carnegie Hall. Hope you can join us. That's it for Radio Night Live. Again, if you want to help, 888-342.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.